what sort of work would you have to do with cotton?
Well, they got a man, and then when it gets up so high, they chop it. They chop a whole lot of that out, you see. They plant pretty thick. Then they have to put cotton choppers in that field with a hoe to thin that out. Mm-hmm. I think they leave it about that far apart.
About 3 inches.
Yeah, but they've got to chop that cotton. They have to put cotton choppers in there. Mm-hmm.
What kind of grass grows up in the cotton field where you don't want it?
I can't think of the name of it. What's the name of that grass? Huh? I can't think of the name. It's one grass that's sure hard to get rid of. Mm-hmm. And they don't want it. I can't think of the name of it. Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Johnson grass. That's the grass they want. They don't like in the field.
Uh-huh. It's pretty hard to...
Hard to get rid of, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Johnson grass.
If you were going to milk a cow, what would you use to milk in?
Just a pail, milking a bucket.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a little stool that you keep there where you milk the cow you sit on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's milk.
After you milk, then what do you have to do to the milk?
Well, bring it in and strain it.
Uh-huh.
Bring it in, strain it, and put it in pans.
Uh-huh.
And cool it, and then the next morning you could take and skim it, get the cream off it. The cream would all come to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And get cream off it about that thick.
Mm-hmm.
Use it in your coffee and then make butter out of it too, see.
Do you ever remember your mother letting the milk sit for a while and get sort of...
Oh, yeah. Clabber.
Uh-huh. What would you use with the clabber?
Just let the milk get sour, see?
Uh-huh.
And then it would get clabber, and she would take a flour sack.
Mm-hmm. A flour sack?
Yeah, wash it good, you know. It's pretty well porous, had porous. Wash it good, and she would take that clabber.
Uh-huh.
And put it in this flour sack and hang it out in the yard.
Uh-huh.
And it would, all the whey would get out of it. They call that whey, the juice came up.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of it, and then it'd be hard and bring it in. That's what they call cottage cheese now.
Hmm.
We used to call it cream cheese.
Uh-huh. Was it the same stuff as...
Oh, better stuff. The better stuff you get now, boy, it was good. I was talking to my wife the other day about it. I said, I'd like to get a hold of some good old clabber. She said, I would too. You take that clabber and put some sugar in it, you know. Boy, it was
uh-huh.
good.
You can't make clabber out of this milk you bought this.
Yeah, you can. By putting a little vinegar in it.
You gotta put vinegar in it.
Yeah. That'll curdle it, you see, make
uh-huh.
it sour. A little vinegar.
Something that people used to heat up water to make hot tea in. Something that had a little spout to it.
Tea kettle?
Uh-huh. That wash boiler they had in the yard, did they ever call that a kettle?
No, they called it a wash boiler.